Network Radio.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
And the Crazy Boys are back. Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, of course, in Newmarket, Ontario. We've got Yoav in studio. We've got a full load for you today. We got Art Farley. We got Jerry Lozoff, who recently went to the Owl River Rafting in Ottawa. We got Tony monitoring the show. Stephen just went to Newmarket recently to visit with
morning.
How are you doing,
good
Steve?
Good morning, Steve.
Everyone doing fine down there in the studio. I'm doing fine here north of Toronto. Came up here on the overnight train that Malcolm Andrews had talked about when he was on the show back in January, the Enterprise, which was Rail's reintroduction of the overnight service that
they
got away with 15 years ago.
Yeah. So instead of a German U-boat uniform, you had to wear, a Star Trek uniform?
No, yeah, that's what they have to dispense at the check-in counter. But
how was the ride on the U-boat?
It was actually very enjoyable because it's like a bed and breakfast on wheels. If you're a rail buff and you remember the vintage days or the last vintage days of transcontinental rail travel, the early 1950s when all of the railroads across North America were taking delivery of Budd equipment, the stainless steel streamliners. This is refurbished equipment that had been purchased by Canadian Pacific for their legendary name train, the Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
And they've taken out one set of lower upper berths to add a shower to the sleepers. They've redone the electrical and heating systems, beautifully restored. And
did you shower in this thing, Steve?
Pardon me?
Did you actually shower in this?
No, I figured I didn't need to slip and fall. I think if I was taking
might have found some action on the train, Steve.
Well, it depends who you go with. It depends who you go with, whether you want to do it, but that's Via Rail romance packages that they're trying to
Did you christen the train, Steve?
Did you? Yes.
Did you add
the train
it to
has been added to the, to the
fleet.
Overnight repertoire.
Yeah, the overnight.
The overnight repertoire.
Yes.
There's something magical about leaving a city at night when you sit in the dome car, because the overnight train has one of the park lounge dome cars.
Oh, those are nice, aren't they?
Mm. Oh, and you sit there in the dome, they turn the lights out, you can see the lights, the clouds, it's beautiful. And you can have a drink up there, they serve snacks and soft drinks until around 1 in the morning. It brings back the days when travel was fun and relaxing. There were a number of families aboard, kids 7, 8, 9 years of age who love trains, and they were being introduced to their first overnight rail experience. And in the morning, you wake up, they serve a continental breakfast buffet in the park lounge, they serve it again at your seat, pull out tables in the dome car. It's just a different way to travel between cities. When you look at the cost of traveling on an overnight train, it saves you money from staying in a hotel. If you're traveling between Montreal and Toronto on business, for actually approximately $40 U.S. more than the regular one-way first-class fare,
oh,
you can
great.
Have
choice of three meals
accommodation
too.
In a private bedroom, a single bedroom, what used to be called a roomette. Now, here's a tip: if you are taking one of these single bedrooms, take bedroom 1, 2, 5, or 6, because these are split level roomettes. They're much easier to get into and to pull the bed out and to pull the bed back.
Otherwise,
the toilet. If you were on the ground floor and could step out of the aisle, you don't have to step down a step and possibly fall. So ask for 1, 2, 5, and 6 as your single bedroom preference.
Mm-hmm.
For all those single men, how are the women on the train?
Yes.
Well, they do have double bedrooms. You can take double bedroom.
How are the women on the train? Is it worth the trip?
With regards to passengers or Via Rail crew members?
Your choice.
You're talking about Art Farley here, Steve. I mean,
didn't see that many, actually.
Art Farley, it only matters that it's female. Species is irrelevant.
Does she breathe?
Yeah, it doesn't matter the age, the looks, who they work for.
Species?
No, I'm reserving myself for my favorite Marilyn Blonde.
Oh, God, yeah. I bet she's really wet in her appetite.
Oh,
God. Well, she did say she wanted to lock you up in a. She did say she wanted
to lock
you up in a cell.
She wanted to lock me up and chain me up in a cell.
That's right.
For free? For free.
for free.
Right, Bonnie?
Oh, you'd gladly take her up on the offer.
Hey, Bonnie's face is red right now. Oh, right, bet. Bonnie?
You see, now
she'll come on the air one day.
I hope so. She did once, and we're trying to coax her back on the air, but this is not helping our situation right now.
No, Art has to calm himself down a bit.
You know, yes.
Into low mode. And remember last year when I came up to Toronto on the train, and I really blasted Go Transit for how inefficient they were at the
Ontario Transit
with the signs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it works to bring out the message on Liberty Works, because this year they must have put up a sign on every pole how to get to that gate. So we're listening. There were more signs than I've ever seen in that terminal.
Is that a little?
How to get to Track 12, and the Track 12 was the train to Bradford.
A little like asking Liberty Works for a bumper sticker. They'll send you all of them. No, seriously, though, I mean, these are great bumper stickers. Anybody who wants a Liberty Works bumper sticker can contact us here at Travel World, or can contact the Liberty Works Radio Network. We'll be glad to help you get a bumper sticker for your car. Please promote the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'd like to move right now to the Owl River Rafting Tour with
Jerry
Lozoff. Welcome
there.
To Travel World, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here today.
Yeah. So tell us a bit about your rafting trip. This was on my birthday weekend, last weekend, and you went up and enjoyed this.
Well, we lucked out and had a supreme day. Gorgeous sun, 90 uh-huh. degrees.
Whereabouts is that place?
That's about...
Yeah, go on.
It's about an hour and a half west of Ottawa, northwest of Ottawa.
All right.
And you get there by car very easily. The directions are very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And they really take care of you from the time you get there till the time you're ready to leave.
Tell us about the experience that you had. What did you do that day?
Well, they bring you in. They give you an introduction, a good briefing on what to expect, and mm-hmm. Get you very familiar with what's coming up.
Uh-huh.
They suit you up and get you all ready. They bring you up to the top of the river.
Oh, yeah.
Equip you with the helmet, with the wetsuits if the day is not sunny.
Full safety. You told me about another feature that's impressive with the boats that they got there.
They've got the state-of-the-art rafts. I've been rafting before a few times, and mm-hmm. I've never been on such nice rafts. These boats are 22 feet long.
Wow.
They seat 12. They are self-bailing rafts. You go through the river, you come out, the water's gone. And you don't slow down.
So self-bailing means that the water doesn't stay in the raft
with
you.
Well, the other rafts you go through, you take a lot of water in, and then the thing gets very, very heavy. You can't really paddle it, and you got to bail it out.
Oh, yeah.
These things, you come out on the other side, and you're not slowed down, and the ride was wonderful.
That's fantastic. And anything in particular else that you really enjoyed about this particular trip, Jerry?
Well, the food.
The food?
The food.
Oh, tell us
always
the food.
Tell
us the food.
Well, yeah.
We had bruschettes.
Mm.
They have a very nice feature. Is at the end of the river, they take you in a little boat.
Mm-hmm.
A little boat. They tow your rafts to a large pontoon boat, which uh-huh. is set up with barbecues, buffet, beer,
right
coke, everything. So you sit there, you have a nice ride back on this buffet boat for about half an hour back to their base, and you chow down, and you're hungry after 4 or 5 hours up on the river.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
It's quite interesting. You showed me some pictures you had in your office about when you went down to a few times. Listen, anything else? Why don't you give out the numbers for Owl Rafting, the websites, and all that other address information so that people can contact them? What's the telephone number?
Well, we have a 1-800 number,
mm-hmm.
1-800-461-7238.
Uh-huh.
And I have a website here at
www.owl-mkc.ca.
Uh-huh.
Try that one more time.
www.owl-mkc.ca.
MKC or MKMCK?
MKC, sorry.
Okay, so...
Okay. And the 800 number again was?
The 1-800 is 1-800-461-7238. They're really friendly.
Fantastic. So we recommend when you do call these people up, tell them that Travel World sent you. They will certainly appreciate that. We also have some listeners out in Texas who asked us about our trip to Iceland, which was also very much worthwhile going. Jerry, thanks for joining us here on Travel World today.
Thanks, glad
Jerry.
To see you.
And we're going to take a break in about 10 seconds right here on the Liberty Works Radio Network across America via satellite and on the internet at www.libertyworksradio.com. Roll the break. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's okay to hassle with a handheld trimmer now and then, or even a small wheels mower, as long as you stick to short grass. But now you can have the best of both machines in the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. First, the DR is a trimmer that rolls light as a feather on two big wheels. That takes the load off your back while you do all your trimming. Second, the DR is a heavy-duty bladeless mower. It clears rough areas, roadside ditches, tall weeds, brambles, even wet grass without clogging. There's no steel blade to bend or dull. So now, with this one machine, you can take control of your property like never before with the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. Call toll-free 1-800-297-4411. That's 1-800-297-4411 for your big color catalog and free video all about the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities.
I have Richard on the line.
Fantastic. Tell Steve
on memory.
I was just
going to
say, is
Steven
staying?
Steven stays as long as he wants to stay. I think he should stay on for the whole show.
Okay.
Tell Steven that we'll banter for about 10 or 15 seconds. We'll go to Richard right away.
Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free. Call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
I think Special Olympics is wonderful.
It's the best thing that I've ever done in my life.
It's just like a flower. It just made me blossom.
It doesn't matter if you win or lose. Just try your best.
Changed my whole life, my whole attitude.
I wanted one thing. I wanted to be an athlete. Special Olympics gave me that opportunity.
I just feel a little proud of myself to reach so far.
My family is big. It spreads around this world through Special Olympics.
Hey, if I can train for 15 weeks for a marathon, I can do just about anything.
I'm happy. I'm wonderful. And I think that's great.
Special Olympics inspires greatness in everyone it touches. There are many children and adults with mental retardation right here in this community who can benefit from year-round sports training and competition, but they need your help. Inspire greatness. Support your local Special Olympics program.
More than 2.5 billion prescriptions were dispensed last year, and over half may have been taken incorrectly. Marilyn Ouellette, pharmacist for Merck Medco, the nation's largest manager of prescription drug benefits, explains why it's important to educate before you medicate.
To get the full benefit of your medication, find out the answers to some important questions.
What questions should you ask your doctor or pharmacist?
Ask what your medication is supposed to do, how you should take it, what side effects might occur and what to do, and whether you should avoid any food, drinks, or other prescription and over-the-counter medications. Read all the written information you receive with your medication and follow the instructions carefully.
Remember, educate before you medicate. For more information, call 1-877-4RX-TIPS or log on to the web at www.talkaboutrx.org. This message is from the National Council on Patient Information and Education.
Travel World. AM 600.
Welcome back to Travel World with Will and Baggis, Stephen Pickford, Art Farley in the studio, and you having the full load of the gang. It's nothing but a good time today. We're having
nothing
a fantastic...
Nothing but a good time from the Heritage Music Collection.
Absolutely, the Heritage Music. Actually, speaking of nothing but a good time, it is party season. Now, we got a bunch of baseball fans here, and the only connection there, of course, nebulously, is the fact that baseball song has root root for the home team. Our home team here, of course, is the province of Quebec within Canada. We've got Richard Seguin from Quebec City, the capital city of Quebec, and of course today is Saint Jean Baptiste, Quebec's national festival. Richard, welcome to Travel World.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah, we let me tell you, we had a hell of a party last night on the Plains of Abraham.
Oh, you bet. Tell
us. Yes, just about everybody who could sing in the province of Quebec, and as many of them were there.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got
125,000 people. That's quite a crowd.
Holy cow.
125,000 people? There's that many in Quebec City?
Yes.
Well, altogether, you see, in the Quebec City, in greater Quebec area, you know, with the municipalities around Quebec City, you're about,
about
1 million people.
Well, of course. You know, all the regions. One of my best friends, my programmer, actually lives in Quebec City up on near the Highway 40 end there. Anyway, tell us a bit about the attractions. Of course, the Saint-Jean-Baptiste is one of the biggest parties in Quebec. Of course, the nice thing about the French-Canadian people and Quebecers in general is the fact that we love to party. It doesn't really matter the occasion. It's just an excuse to have a party.
I stubbed my toe. Give me
going
a beer.
On this summer.
Yeah, well, actually, this is one of the, this is the first of a series of party. Actually, you know, July 6th, that's more than a week, we're going to have the Quebec International Summer Festival.
Mm.
You see, that's about, altogether, it's about 400 concerts. They're all taking place outdoor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they set up stages and strategic points, like against the wall of the city or on the Plains of Abraham, and you have just about any kind of music that from around the world. It's a big sort of a world beat festival, and that's a lot of fun.
So it says here there'll be over 1,000 artists from 20 countries and 500 shows. I mean, this is something big. It's something to go out of your way if you're going to be anywhere in the Northeast to head to Quebec City to partake of.
Yeah, and you see, all you need, you buy a button, which is $8 Canadian, and you grab a program, and you go from one state to the other.
Oh, yeah, no, it's very affordable. I mean, in Quebec, of course, Quebec, Montreal, but Quebec City especially, tons and tons and tons of things to do. I mean, you've got the old world attraction. I mean, I'm not just saying for the fact that Quebec is a wonderful place to go to for in its own right. It's beautiful. It's right. Quebec, of course, is an Indian word, which means where the river narrows. And St. Yeah. Lawrence River comes down. Quebec City is right there on top of a cliff. You've got the beautiful Château Frontenac. And the history of Quebec, I mean, beautiful, beautiful. And it's easy to get to, Stephen, right?
Oh, it's very easy. They've got added flights now into Quebec City from New York City area, and, of course, via rail from the entire Quebec City-Windsor corridor. A number of trains, express trains, go into Quebec City. Talking about the history, Quebec is a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Yep, definitely. Well, no matter...
Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
Yes, it's in November 1985, and the reason why is because the architecture is so well preserved. And you see, when you're a World Heritage Treasure, you have two actually important things to it. You have, first of all, you have to protect your heritage, and then you have to share it with the rest of the world, so which means that the Quebec City has to be very accessible to everybody.
One thing I like about going to Quebec City, as a rule, is just how openly friendly everybody is, especially when you're a tourist.
Yeah, well, you see, I'm not from Quebec City myself. I'm from near Montreal, and I've been living here for 25 years. And actually, that's one of the reasons, well, of course, the reason the city is so interesting and so cultural and all that. But then the people are extremely friendly. They have a sort of small town kind of feeling, well, without the gossip. So that's good, very good to live in Quebec City, and I guess.
Well, that's what we have Allo Police for, is the gossip, right? Allo Police is a local tabloid. Anyway, we'll let you discover that one for yourself.
It's like weekly world news in the States.
Well, it's how I learned all my French, okay? So, anyway. Be that as it may, the people are extremely friendly. It's one of those places where your car breaks down, someone is going to help you, and safe. Totally safe. You walk around everywhere. You want music. You want party. You want fun. Quebec City, even anywhere in the province of Quebec, but Quebec City in particular is a great place to go.
Very majestic. The buildings there, the parliament,
very
majestic.
Yeah, it is the right word to describe the city, yep.
And the food, I mean, the number of restaurants per capita, and these are quality restaurants, you will not go hungry.
No. Well, you see, the other day I was just doing sort of an exercise. I was counting the restaurants, and I found out that from the Frontenac, from the Château Frontenac, you could easily walk to 70 good restaurants,
holy
35 of them being within the walled city, and 35 of them being, like, right nearby.
I gave up counting.
All restaurants, actually, some of them for the families, some of them, like, very, very French, very French cuisine, all types of restaurants for just every budget and everybody's taste.
And a little
one of the other very interesting places to visit in Quebec City, I found, was the Museum of Civilization.
Oh, nice.
And they have a number of roving exhibits or periodic exhibits. What's taking place this summer?
Well, one of them, which is very exciting, actually, is about Syria. It was done for the millennium, or so-called millennium, because, that's in Syria, that's where all of our civilization started. You know, the beginning of farming, the beginning of writing, and you have about 400 objects coming from Syria. Many of them have never been out of the country. So this is a team event that's very, very interesting. And you have other exhibitions about American Indians, about different, you know, all different subjects. And you have to know that you can go there with your whole family because they have those workshops, costume workshops, where the kids are going to learn a lot and stay quiet for a little while.
Yeah, it's a very hands-on exhibit, and you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. If you're a fan of military music, you have the International Festival of Military Bands coming up at the end of August.
Right, this is August 24th to August 27th. That's going to be the second one this year. It was very successful last year. It's very, very colorful. The music is extremely nice, and they perform in all of the historical sites of the city, such as the Citadel. That goes like really well together with military music. It's very, very, very nice festival.
And if somebody hasn't been to Quebec City, let's say for past 5 years, 10 years, what else is new on the Quebec City tourism scene?
Oh, I can add that carnival cruise and stuff like that are big. You know, those big boats with cruise lines. They're all coming into Quebec City within the next couple of years. The port announced it. In February, I was out there doing an internship for Global Television,
and I
covered that. And we're talking Carnival Cruise, where we're getting two big boats coming into Quebec City, and then a year after that, once the port's paid for, we're getting like every other big boat coming
once
in.
Once the port's paid for,
every big
once
boat.
Well, actually, yes, they're going to build Quebec City will become a port of call, where you can go through customs and everything. And instead of staying just one night, or now many ships now spend two nights because the passengers were complaining they were not spending enough time in Quebec City. But anyway, they'll be able to board, so you'll have about 1,000 people coming in and 1,000 people leaving the ship. So that's really going to get the port going.
People will be able to have a pre- or post-cruise experience. It's not just we're here for 12 hours or 24 hours. When you are the port of embarkation, people come in a day or two prior and see more of the region.
Yeah, and they spend more time and very obviously a little more money.
And one thing that Quebec City, not so well known for, but just outside of the city core itself, a lot of outdoor recreational opportunities abound.
But yes. Well, for one thing, we have, Île d'Orléans, or the island of Orleans, which is basically farmland. So you have all kinds of, stop where you can make on the island. There's excellent restaurants, too. And then about 40 minutes away, we have Mont-Saint-Anne, which is actually has a good reputation as a ski resort, but it's not so well known, but it's a four-season resort. So you see, what you can go is go at the bottom mountain, get a gondola, right? And then go all the way up to the top. And then you've got, they bought the big tent that the Cirque du Soleil was using for many years. So it's very colorful. It's blue and yellow. And you've got all kinds of activities at the top of the mountain. And there's a good restaurant also. So in itself, it's you can spend easily a whole day there. And then, Montmorency Falls.
That's beautiful.
And you see, they made it into a theme park. So you can go there and spend half a day. Myself, what I like to do, actually, is a good glass of white wine on the terrace of the Manoir Montmorency is something out of sight.
Richard,
outside and taking in the summer sunshine and the summer fun. Now, what number can people call to get information on the greater Quebec City area?
Yes, we do. We have an 800 number, which would be... they just changed it. It's 1-877 bonjour. So if you want to, otherwise it's 1-877-266-5687. And I think another.
We got to take a break in 5 seconds, Richard. Thank you for. We can keep you on after the break. Stay tuned to Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, right here with Willem Back and Stephen Pickford and Yoav. Join us.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
The following is a letter to everyone who is looking for the answer to addiction from Joan P., a recovered addict.
Dear friend, addiction is one of the most miserable things that can happen to a human being. Addiction may be killing your family, friends, or even yourself. But there is an answer to addiction, and it's free, easy, and a lot of fun. We recovered from alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, food, sex, and gambling addictions. We want to give the answer to addiction to everyone, free of charge on nationwide cable television. Our TV series shows addicts how to recover and how to get going on a new way of life. To go on TV, we need your donations. We're looking for angels and everyone else who will give. Thank you for listening and giving. Joan P., a recovered addict.
Call the answer to addiction now and give. It's tax deductible. Call 800-353-4334. That's 800-353-4334.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Mark Allen. The House of Representatives has voted decisively to let the Justice Department take money from other federal agencies.
I have Sharon ready to go also.
Okay, we're going to finish up with Richard and go right to Sharon. Tell Stephen that.
Earlier this week, the House voted to block the funding for the lawsuit, but it reversed itself a day later. On the third vote, a clear 215-183 bipartisan majority endorsed allowing the Justice Department to go ahead, at least for now. America Online and Time Warner shareholders have voted overwhelmingly in favor of a proposed $123 billion deal to combine the two companies.
Can you please tell Richard that what we want basically are contact information for Quebec City?
Entertainment powerhouses.
Okay. That's for the wrap-up.
It would be the largest media company in the United States. Combining AOL's Internet with Time Warner's content, which includes Time and People magazines, movies and television shows from Warner Brothers, and the cable news network. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright flew the U.S. flag in South Korea, declaring American troops must stay on the peninsula despite North Korea's recent emergence from its Stalinist shell. She told a news conference, quote, "I think it's very clear the U.S. is a Pacific power as well as an Atlantic power, that our forces, when they are stationed somewhere, provide the evidence of American interest." The nation's largest beef processor says it's voluntarily recalling more than 265,000 pounds of ground beef produced at a plant in Illinois after E. coli bacteria was found in a sample. The company said in a news release no illnesses have been associated with the ground beef, which was produced on May 13th, and it said there's no danger to consumers as long as it's cooked to an internal temperature of 160 degrees. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
I think Special Olympics is wonderful.
It's the best thing that I've ever done in my life.
Just like a flower, it just made me blossom.
It doesn't matter if you win or lose. Just try your best.
Changed my whole life, my whole attitude.
I wanted one thing. I wanted to be an athlete. The Special Olympics gave me that opportunity.
I just feel a little proud of myself to reach so far.
My family is big. It spreads around this world through Special Olympics.
Hey, if I can train for 15 weeks for a marathon, I can do just about anything.
I'm happy. I'm wonderful. And I think that's great.
Special Olympics inspires greatness in everyone it touches. There are many children and adults with mental retardation right here in this community who can benefit from year-round sports training and competition, but they need your help. Inspire greatness. Support your local Special Olympics program.
Welcome back to Travel World. The Hellraisers are back. Willem Back is
here.
Yeah,
here we are.
Yeah. We were talking about Quebec City. Tons of things to do there. Very well worth your trip to go to Quebec City, province of Quebec
we're
in general.
I'm with Richard Sagan from the Quebec City Convention Bureau. The telephone number, 1-877-266-5687. I think Richard was just about to tell us what the website address.
Right, exactly. The website is www.quebecregion.com.
www.quebecregion.com. And before we let you go, just wanted to let listeners in, if you're a fan of Elvis, of Mike Bilodeau's of the world, musical tribute to Elvis taking place at the Capitol Theater, a restored downtown 1920s theater complex. And that's over 35 of Elvis's greatest hits. The details at elvisstory.com. And, of course, the stage manager is Mike Farley. So
Yes. Well, if not, you can always pick up a video copy of Elvis Gratin. Anyway, Richard, thanks for joining us here on Travel World.
Have a great day, Richard.
Enjoy the sunshine.
Great weekend, and enjoy it. And talking about sunshine, hopefully there's sunshine down on the Carolina coast. Sharon Delaney is our Carolina's bureau chief from WNCN, NBC 17 in Raleigh, and she's down at the Sea Trail Resort.
Sharon,
good
welcome
morning,
to Travel World.
Good morning. Thanks, guys. How are y'all doing?
Sharon, before you continue, Sharon is well known. She's our Irish broadcaster. Sharon, you got to do this with your Irish brogue.
Not at all.
Thank you. So continue for us.
She's been improving.
Yes.
No, well, we've been, I'm going to do with our Carolina accent a little bit more charm here in the South on the Carolina coast.
Y'all.
I've been here since Thursday, and we are just having a terrific time here at the Sea Trail Golf Resort and Conference Center.
Uh-huh.
I want to tell you a little bit about this. This is a hidden treasure on the Carolina's East Coast. A lot of people, of course, last year heard more and more about Carolina's East Coast with the hurricanes. However, this is completely different because the hurricanes generally hit on the Outer Banks. But Sunset Beach is very unique.
Mm-hmm.
It is situated so that it faces south, not east, like most of the other North Carolina beaches.
Interesting.
Sunset Beach faces south because it's at that sharp curve, which then hits the southern southeasternmost point of North Carolina. It's just 20 minutes north of Myrtle Beach, so it's right at the South Carolina-North Carolina border. And it is terrific, guys. And this is a golfer's paradise.
Ooh.
Looking at it here, it looks great.
I know that we have the website that we want to tell you about so you can see pictures of this gorgeous resort. There are three championship golf courses at the resort, and within the immediate area, there are 107 other golf courses. You couldn't live here and play them all, probably. But the three golf courses here at the resort are fantastic. We played the newly redesigned Rees Jones Golf Course yesterday, which is just gorgeous.
Sharon?
Very natural looking.
I need to ask you something. On behalf of Bonnie, I know it's a little north for this, but how are the peaches in that part of town?
The peaches?
The peaches. Do they have peach orchards up in that neck of the woods?
Well, you know, actually, back in the early days, this was actually a plantation for rice and cotton and indigo.
Okay,
now,
so no peaches.
Peachy.
They might have some peaches. I'll have to find that out for you. But, of course, Georgia is well known for its peaches, and we're not that far off from Georgia.
That is true. Now, we had to ask because someone told me that there was a great deal of peaches out in that area, and, of course, that's Bonnie's favorite expression.
Well, that's only in the country.
Yes.
Where people go there to
probably
eat a
not
lot of
right
beaches.
On the coast. Since we are right on the coast, there's a lot of water and sea groves, and it's a different kind of habitat. But maybe there are peaches. I'll have to find out.
It's a popular area for loggerhead turtles.
That's right.
Yes,
it is. Yes. And the
Which
state bird is the cardinal.
Is it?
Yeah, and you know, this is also, the wildlife here is so terrific. Sunset Beach, which is the barrier island right in front of Sea Trail Resort, is a shorebird sanctuary.
Oh, really?
And there are, Sea Trail, the actual resort, is the home to rare and endangered bird species like the American wood stork, which we saw yesterday right before we played golf.
Nice.
And a lot of egrets and heron and osprey are all around this area. It's quite beautiful, and they've maintained the natural setting here at Sea Trail, and it's just terrific. It's actually very historical in that George Washington came through here, and that's why Sea Trail was named originally after the Great Post Road, which King George commissioned to be built from Boston and to Charleston. And so they built Sea Trail around this road, and you can actually see the pathway that George Washington traveled.
Around 1781, 6 years before Congress ratified the Constitution.
That's right.
And
that's
1787, right. Yes.
And there's actually an old historical cemetery right here, down just not even a quarter of a mile from the villa where I'm staying, where you can see headstones from the 1700s. That have all been maintained, and it's The man or the corporation that owns Sea Trail, they're all very much into conservation. So this is not one of those resorts that they've clear-cutted and put up a bunch of villas. It is all done in a natural setting. There's 1, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom villas. You can have vacation packages or golf packages that offer everything for the family. So let's say mom and dad come down here with the kids and dad is totally into golf. The family is not going to be left with nothing to do. They have so much to do, a village activity center with beautiful swimming pools and all kinds of games for the kids. They'll even arrange horseback riding for you, or if you want to do the paintball fights or the paintball battles. I'm not very familiar with those, but I understand they're quite popular. They have so much to do for the family.
Bike rental, spa center.
That's New Jersey. Go on.
Weight and exercise room, fitness classes, so much to do. And it's not, it's very reasonably priced, particularly, July 5th through August 31st, with a 3-night minimum stay, a room is like $49. You can't beat rates like that. Golf and off season from early November to mid-February, you're looking like $119 per person for a mini suite and 3 rounds of golf and breakfast. It's well worth the time of spend a few days, get off the highway if you're traveling from the Northeast down to Florida to spend a few days golfing at Sea Trail.
And Stephen, a lot of the people who have come to this area, a lot of Canadians come through here and New Englanders, and they realize that they'll stop here as their halfway point to Florida, and then they'll realize, you know what? This is nicer than Florida.
Why bother continuing the trip?
That's true, and a lot of people have decided that this is going to be their winter resort, because really, I spoke with Nancy Foster. She gave me a terrific tour yesterday, mm-hmm. and also we were talking about the climate, and there's really only about 2 weeks of winter here at Sea Trail.
Oh, really? 2 weeks of winter?
Is beautiful.
Oh, my. Pardon?
2 weeks
of winter.
That's about it.
I can handle that.
Yeah.
It is just so terrific all year long that you don't have the frigid cold, even though it's on the sea, but it stays very mild. And Barry Brooks, the general manager, he was talking about how you can come here and play seasonal golf all year round. And, if you're from the Northeast, 40 degrees is not frigid.
No.
It is to the rest of the South, but up north, if you get one cold day at 40 degrees, the next day it's going to be 60 again.
I always say 40 is not time to be frigid. Anyway.
Well, can you ski in the mountains at all? During the winter, Sharon, can you ski in the mountains?
In your 2 weeks of winter. There are no mountains here at Sea Trail. No, that would be up in Virginia.
That's an art thing to say.
As always, art confuses the story.
Yes.
you can take people coming down for a stopover point. They have the 1-bedroom villas on a weekly rental basis, including 2 rounds of golf a day for $519 a week for a couple. So you have
that's
the
a very good deal.
Sweet experience. That extra room that the having your own accommodations, and you can cook up something or have a restaurant on site.
Absolutely, Stephen. We've been here, and we have cooked breakfast every morning here in the villa, because it's an entirely equipped kitchen with dishwashers and stoves and ovens and microwaves, everything you need. There are also nice restaurants here on the premises.
Mm.
The Tavern on the Tee, rather than Tavern on the Green, is an elegant restaurant. It's a beautiful menu, and also there's some other more casual restaurants here on the resort. And the other big plus is you're only 20 minutes from North Myrtle Beach, which has every restaurant under the sun. So if you want to get out, have a little bit of nightlife, you just head 20 minutes down the road to Myrtle Beach. But if you prefer a getaway to just stay here and relax, and Sunset Beach is famous for being a family-oriented beach.
Yeah.
And this is also another interesting factoid.
30 seconds, Sharon.
Sunset Beach is growing as a barrier island instead of eroding like so many other North Carolina beaches. So it's very safe. It's a gorgeous place. You can actually stay here year-round. A lot of people live here year-round as residents at Sea Trail.
And the number 1-800-624-6601, the website www.seatrail.com.
Sharon, thanks for joining us here on Travel World once again. And we
get to
let you get back to golfing and fun at Sea Trail.
Have a wonderful day.
Back to the heavy breathing here. Back to the heavy breathing here at Travel World. Join us following the break at Travel World Radio Show. Will and back is Stephen Pickford across America via satellite. Roll it,
you guys are bad.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
It's more important to know and understand the law, especially if you're in business. But while you may know all there is to know about...
Welcome back to Travel World. Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford and all the hangers-on missed the lead back song, which was our theme song for Miami. We have a special guest on, but before we get to Michelle, just quickly I want to wish Liz a happy birthday.
Oh, more fun if you took a whiz, yes.
Yeah, right here on all the equipment. Like that.
Birthday, Elizabeth Charles.
Cecilia. Yeah,
happy birthday,
birthday,
Liz. To you.
Anyway, let's move on to Michelle, who welcomed us in Miami last January of 1999 when we did our show live from the Avalon Majestic Hotel right on South Beach. Michelle, welcome to Travel World.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. We love having you on the show, Michelle.
Great. You guys got to come back here. Miami's hotter than ever. We've got lots of things going on here.
Yeah,
well, in on some of the new events and things since we were last there, because people, again, they visit a destination once, they think maybe nothing's changed, but there's always something new and exciting going on in Miami.
Definitely. Miami is always changing, always something new happening, a hotel renovating or a new construction. Things are always changing. We've got the fabulous South Beach, as you all spent a lot of time on when you were down here.
Oh, yes. And South Beach was actually ranked number 2 of America's best beaches in the year 2000. So.
And it was actually ranked number 1 urban beach by the Surfrider Foundation this past quarter. So the number 1 urban beach in the entire world.
Also, they had a hotel and
fabulous.
Right across to South Beach. You have all the hotels there, all of the restaurants and attractions and entertainment. You don't have to go anywhere. As we found out, you just arrive at the airport, take a limousine down, and everything is at your doorstep.
Take a limousine? Is that what you guys did?
Yeah.
Did you not arrange that one, Michelle?
I had to spoil you guys just a little bit.
Well, thank you.
What a sweetheart.
We enjoy being spoiled and spoiled.
Oh, yes, because...
Otherwise, beating with SP.
Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford show up in town, it is a big event.
Absolutely.
Well, that's absolutely right. All you have to do is...
That's New Jersey. He's playing the New Jersey sound effect. Sorry, keep going.
Oh, okay.
This is not South
Beach.
That's
absolutely right. All you have to do is take a short... South Beach is just a short cab ride away from... Miami International Airport or even Fort Lauderdale Airport, and you don't even need a car at South Beach. You can walk, you can rollerblade, you can even jump on our fabulous Electrowave shuttle bus.
Mm-hmm.
You can rent bikes. Now we have the new, in South Beach, we have the new Art Deco Rovers called Deco Rovers.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of little electric, I guess, takeoff rovers, but little electric deco-style buggies where you can drive them around South Beach. Pretty neat.
And if they're green, you can call them the Irish Rovers.
From Radio Shack.
You certainly can.
Yeah, that was pretty dumb, huh? Anyway, so tell us a bit more. I mean, we love the scene on South Beach. How's Jean doing? What's she doing these days?
Jean's doing great. She's heading up our media relations division.
Fantastic.
She's doing excellent.
Oh, yeah.
She misses you guys a lot.
Well, we miss her, too. We had a great time. You guys were great hosts to us, and we really appreciate that.
Well, we'd love to have you back down again so you can come and try out all the fabulous restaurants and shopping and everything else that Miami has to offer.
Well,
we're
game.
What we like about Miami is that some resort destinations, you just go there and that is it, but this is... multicultural, multifaceted destination with the cultural events and the dining experiences to match a world-class city.
Oh, definitely. We're not just a beach resort destination. You can come to Miami, so much value out of it, do so much more. You can be at the edge of the Everglades one day and then shopping in Coconut Grove, enjoying the bars and cafes, which I think you guys also did, Coconut Grove.
We were there, yes.
Yeah, we had a great dinner there one night. And then you can go from our terrific mall, shops at Sunset Place, the Falls in South Miami, and you can even watch a NASCAR race down at the Homestead Miami Speedway.
Miami
so
is nice.
We know a few people who would have enjoyed that.
At this time of year, this is considered off-season in Miami, so there are bound to be some great deals out there for people who want to visit during the summer and early fall before the peak season starts up.
Well, yeah, it is technically considered our lower season, where if you come here during the summer, you can find better rates for hotels. But Miami has become a year-round destination. We are seeing record numbers for our what was called our low season, which is May through October. We are now seeing record numbers. 5 years ago, October through May, is now higher this year, May through October. Actually, last year, May through October. So that's terrific. And people can come down here, do the same thing they do when they come in the winter as in the summer. We're a year-round destination, jet skiing, water skiing, parasailing, you name it, we've got it.
And people will spend an extra day or two before or after their cruise, because Miami is the cruise center of America.
Oh, definitely. The cruise capital of the world.
Yeah, both on the beaches and off.
Excuse me,
it's
what
a joke. You said it's the cruising capital of America.
Capital both on the water and off.
Yes, cruising. It's a Montreal joke, I suppose. Yes. Went over like a lead balloon.
Went over like a lead balloon.
Yes, or a Led Zeppelin, that would be. Yes, now, Michelle, you got married since we last talked to you. You were Michelle Abrams last time. How do you pronounce your new last name?
My new last name is Revolta.
Revolta.
No, Revolta.
There
yeah.
you go.
Revolta with a B?
No, R-E-V-U-E-L-T-A.
Revolta. Revolta.
Yes, Michelle got married. Another one bites the dust. Well, congratulations, Michelle. When was the big day?
It was 2 months ago in April. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Yes.
April 8th.
April 8th is my sister's birthday. My goodness. We have a lot of birthdays that are going around.
Mazel tov.
Fantastic. Anything to add there, Michelle? Stuff about Miami?
Well, we just want to welcome everyone to Miami. Mm-hmm. Come and enjoy. Come and see what we've got. Enjoy our fun and sun and take a whirlwind tour just like you guys did. And you'll see that Miami's a place you'll definitely want to come back to again.
It's a very accessible destination because of American Airlines hub in Miami. So pretty well from anywhere east of the Mississippi, a three-hour flight, ideal for extended weekend getaways. Go down on a Thursday and back on a Sunday or Monday. So if you can't afford the time to get away for a full week, you don't spending your entire day in the air or connecting in airports, Miami has that non-stop accessibility.
And if you bring your kids, I do recommend you go by the Miami Seaquarium, of course. They'll just love that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Miami Seaquarium. They have a terrific with the dolphin program at the Miami Seaquarium. Yeah. So now you can actually swim with Flipper.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's where that series was filmed. That's where it originated. Yeah, so at the people who grew up watching Flipper, you can see exactly where Flipper lives.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Michelle, thanks for joining us here on Travel World. We do enjoy having you on. We do have to come visit you, so let's arrange that. We'd love that.
And the number for Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, 800-283-2707, www.tropicoolmiami.com.
Fantastic.
Perfect. Wonderful. Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. And come on down whenever you want, guys.
Our warm regards to Jean, of course, who was so welcoming to us when we were there last time. Well, we'll have to do
That's
another show from Miami. Take care. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great weekend, Michelle.
Oh, birthday party.
At a nightclub on South Beach.
Oh, we ought to do that.
We have a karaoke party today. Would you like to come?
Oh, definitely. You come down here and I'll switch places with you.
There you go.
Take care. Next week on Travel World, we have Judith Ritter in studio. She'll be on the phone or on the studio. Either way, she'll be discussing South China, Hong Kong, and Macau. Steve? Wow. Hello, Steve. Great.
I'm here.
Okay. So, as a wrap-up, thanks for joining us once again on another show, Travel World. It was a busy day today. Tons of people in the studio.
Lots of guests, lots of info, summertime travel.
And a lot of heavy breathing in studio. I won't say who.
I wonder who.
Yeah. It begins with A, anyway.
Yeah, it begins with A, ends with F, and everything in between. Yes.
That's very good.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for joining us on Travel World. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Art Farley.
Thanks
I'm
for joining. Go ahead, Yoav.
I'm Yoav.
And I'm Jerry.
Hey, thanks for joining us once
happy
again.
Happy birthday.
Join us again next
week.
Join us again next week. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company.
Radio Network.